Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.410 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. By golly, it's Friday. You can go ahead and smile about that. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you today. I do hope you have a nice weekend planned for yourself. Don't worry. Here's what I want to really kind of get to you this afternoon. Don't worry about the forecast so much in terms of the rain possibilities. Yeah, the weekend, Saturday, I think we're going to get by pretty much most of the day without seeing some stuff. Maybe in the afternoon it'll start clouding up a bit. But don't be surprised, the pop-up showers. That's the safety device we use here by saying pop-up showers. You might see them, you might not.
Right.
But the weather's not going to be as bad. So go ahead, do the weekend. Don't let it affect your weekend. All right, folks, red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach this afternoon. Austin is all wound up, ready for the weather. We'll do that in about 5 minutes or so on News Radio 92.3. Okay, let's go ahead and jump into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, local voices are getting louder in an effort to push back against Governor DeSantis' appointment to the UWF Board of Trustees. Thursday, City Council and Mayor Reeves agreed to send a letter to the Florida Senate opposing the confirmation of Boise State political science professor Scott Yanor. The move comes after DeSantis' appointee Adam Kissel was voted down by the Senate Appropriations Committee on Higher Education. That happened on Wednesday. Legal collision over the funding for the Chappie James Jr. Monument could be in jeopardy. The agreement to build the project expires in 3 months. The Tourist Development Council objects to the project, saying the expenditure doesn't meet the legal requirements of the tourism tax. The TDC is bound by law to file an official complaint to the Florida Department of Revenue if the county moves forward with that funding. And here's a good one. 14 programs will be recommended for CARES microgrants from the Escambia Children's Trust. The executive board will vote on April 8th. Now, if approved, the micro grants are set to be awarded May 1st for a one-year period.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
The only Republican to formally enter the 2026 race for governor in Florida is holding a kickoff rally today in his hometown of Bonita Springs. Barry University Sean Foreman says Congressman Byron Donalds will get to introduce himself to voters. Donalds has already received President Trump's endorsement, and along with that, more than $3 million in donations.
Okay, a man true to his word. Of course, we had Jimmy Patronis in on the show a couple of days ago, and he was saying, well, you're going to be here for me soon. Guess where he's at today?
Where's that?
On the corner of Brent and Davis. They're doing what they call a wave. Just started at 4. They'll be there till 6 o'clock this afternoon. So look for Jimmy on the sidewalks.
All righty. And President Trump backing two Republican candidates in Florida's upcoming special elections. He joined a telephone town hall last night for Florida's chief financial officer, Jimmy Patronis. And he also called in for State Senator Randy Fine, running to replace Congressman Mike Waltz in the 6th District. Of course, Waltz resigned to become Trump's national security advisor.
413 News Radio 92.3. Florida state government is taking a page out of the Trump administration's playbook, emulating some of the best of President Trump's policies when it comes to spending and illegal immigration crackdowns. Chandler Pantler has more.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently announcing a new state DOGE task force, and DeSantis is now returning nearly $900 million in federal money, saying in part, quote, other states should follow Florida in supporting DOGE's efforts. And now DeSantis is targeting his state's property tax.
Tax the tourists, tax some of the foreigners.
But the governor isn't just focused on economics. Announcing all 67 Florida counties are working with ICE to assist with deportations.
And you can get more money to better protect your home from hurricanes. State Senate President Ben Albritton announced yesterday over $100 million from the My Safe Florida Home program is now available. It'll be distributed to over 10,000 people who would get about $10,000 each. And you must apply before April 30th, and you must have already had a home inspection. You can get more info at mysafeflhome.com.
All right, News Radio 92.3. A mom is trying to help drug addicts from overdosing in honor of her son. Fox 35 down in Orlando. Chris Lindsay has the story from Volusia.
The mission of a grieving mother is coming into form. Jean Bailey, when she was starting her efforts to both honor her son, whom she lost to an overdose, and help others suffering from addiction. At that time, she'd installed a Narcan vending machine at an SMA clinic in Daytona Beach. Fast forward a few months, with the help of a state opioid response grant and a couple of nonprofits, including Volusia Recovery Alliance, a newly placed vending machine is helping get the life-saving drug to as many as possible, this time in Ormond Beach. The hope is the machines will increase access even further, while reducing stigma and, most importantly, saving lives.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems. With the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support, you can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. We'll get back to your state headlines in just a moment here, but first, wanted to bring to your attention some issues we're having on Avalon Boulevard. This is going to be, as you are approaching Highway 90, there was an accident reported in that area earlier causing some backups. Also have some on Highway 90 itself if you are traveling eastbound, heading into downtown Milton, and westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 74 degrees right now, low of 66 tonight. And then on Saturday, those rainfall chances come in. But as Chris said, they shouldn't be too bad. Highs are going to be in the 70s, low in the 60s.
Okay, we're talking about road closures and things like that. A little bit of problems out there on the highways. Let me let you in on something happening tomorrow. Might put a smile on your face, but then again, you'll be prepared for it. The Pensacola Bloody Mary Festival is tomorrow. East Garden Street will be closed from Palafox to South Tarragona Street. That's from 11 to 4. Watch for road closures and alternate routes.
All righty. And this is a Florida man story, if I've ever heard one. The owner of a kangaroo that escaped from captivity last year will have to pay almost $1,000 in fines. Scott Mitchell pleaded no contest Wednesday to possession of captive wildlife for commercial or sanctuary purposes without a permit. The kangaroo escaped last October when a bear entered its enclosure and was on the loose for nearly 3 weeks. While owning a kangaroo is legal in the Sunshine State, Mitchell's permit had expired.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing like those crazy roos out there, you know?
And I didn't even know you could own one here.
I didn't either.
I know what I'm asking for Christmas.
And now you know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 12-year-old in Florida is now in trouble with law enforcement for allegedly plotting an intricate bombing attack on a school. Here's Eben Brown.
Deputies in Lee County, Florida, the Fort Myers area, are charging a 12-year-old boy for threatening his school with a bomb attack. Other students at Veterans Park Academy for the Arts reported the boy's actions, and investigators uncovered the child created detailed drawings indicate a plan to place explosive devices throughout the campus, alongside a written plan described as a manifesto. His computer allegedly had a search history of looking up bomb making and profiles on serial killers. The 12-year-old is charged with making threats to commit violence and acts of terrorism. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a Polk County woman is a multimillionaire after playing a scratch-off game. The Florida Lottery says Helen Matthews claimed a $5 million top prize from the Gold Rush Limited game after buying the ticket at a gas station in Lake Wales. The 59-year-old opted to take a one-time lump sum payment of nearly $4 million.
Okay, don't forget, early voting still in effect through tomorrow. Florida residents will vote in two special elections next week to fill the seats formerly held by National Security Advisor Michael Waltz and former Representative Matt Gaetz in the House, as Democratic fundraising has worried Republicans about these races. RNC Chairman Michael Wadley stresses the importance of the two elections on America Showroom.
There's a very, very tight, narrow majority in the House coming out of this election cycle. We need to do everything we can to expand that majority, and that really starts with keeping these races.
All righty, just about 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a deep dive into some national headlines for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities, Revelry Reimagined, as the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes six open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. Because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks closing much lower today amid concerns over rising inflation. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks falling sharply for the day and notching losses for the week as fresh economic data fuels inflation fears. New data show that inflation is tracked by the Fed's preferred measure, and excluding volatile food and energy prices, ticked slightly higher in February than was expected. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ended in the red except for utilities. Gold climbed as investors push into safer assets, with prices rising to record levels at $3,085 an ounce. The Dow winners, Amgen, Merck, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow down 716 points. The Nasdaq lower by 481. S&P 500 down 112. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump set to speak with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney today. It comes as tensions rise between the two nations over tariffs. Yesterday, Carney said the old U.S.-Canada relationship is over and Canadians must now rethink their economy. Trump said on Thursday that Canada and the EU would face larger tariffs than planned if they work together to do economic harm to the U.S.
All right, Jimmy Patronis, they're doing a wave this afternoon on Davis and Brent. Going by there, make sure you give him a big wave over there. Hey, first night, we're going to be talking sports here in just about 10 minutes. But tonight, first night, UFL. Football kicks back into gear this evening, and we will discuss that one. But there is new data showing a slight increase in inflation as we maneuver some of these national stories. Here's Jenny Casola.
Most inflation readings held steady last month, and some actually rose. The PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, rose 0.3% in February. For the year ending in February, the reading held steady at 2.5%. Excluding food and energy, the core monthly increase was 0.4%, and core PCE for the year was up 2.8%. Both core readings increased and were higher than economists were expecting. Prices have cooled significantly since the core PCE peaked at 5.6% annual inflation in February of 2022, a 39-year high. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And a proposed California ballot initiative being named after the alleged UnitedHealthcare CEO killer, the Luigi Mangione Act would make it harder for insurance companies to deny medical care and would require the companies to pay full coverage without itemized lists. The Attorney General's office recently received a proposal from an LA attorney, and if passed, people could sue insurers and receive attorney fees.
It's interesting, of course. The vice president spending the day in Greenland as the administration makes the case for taking over the Danish territory. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Speaking at a U.S. Space Force base in Greenland, Vice President J.D. Vance accused Denmark of not doing enough to devote resources to keep the island safe.
From a lot of very aggressive incursions from Russia, from China, and from other nations.
Vance says he believes the people of Greenland will choose to partner with the U.S.
I think that you'd be a lot better coming under the United States security umbrella than you have been under Denmark's security umbrella.
Denmark is a NATO ally. Vance's trip to the military outpost was scaled down. The Second Lady Usha Vance had planned on a multi-day cultural trip. Those plans were changed following protests in Greenland and Denmark. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And a halt on President Trump's use of a wartime law to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members is being extended. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg extended his temporary restraining order on the Trump administration's application of the 1798 Alien Enemies Act until April 12th. Boasberg previously issued a two-week freeze on using the law earlier this month.
A major aircraft manufacturer is experimenting with using a different fuel source. This is interesting. Here's Eben Brown.
Fox on tech.
It could soon be time to fly on some hydrogen. In the search for the next important fuel, one that can simultaneously be economical, eco-friendly, and abundant, one of the world's big builders of commercial aircraft is once again considering the most basic of natural elements, hydrogen. The concept of using hydrogen power is periodically explored for a multitude of propulsion needs. Now, France-based Airbus is unveiling its revised Zero-E aircraft design, a fixed-wing airplane powered by both hydrogen and oxygen to fuel four electric motor propellers. The design is for a single-aisle aircraft that can serve commercial air transportation needs. And unlike existing aircraft fuels, which are petroleum-based, the hydrogen-oxygen exhaust is merely water. Airbus has illustrations on their website. They hope such an aircraft could start service for airlines by the end of the next decade. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And declassified CIA documents claim a psychic located the Ark of the Covenant in the Middle East as part of a secret project back in the 1980s. The Ark gained secular fame through the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark and remains an important part of Jewish and Christian religion. According to reports, the CIA claims to have used extrasensory perception to locate the Ark. Some faithfuls believe that the Ark of the Covenant will reappear during the end times, while others elaborate by suggesting that the Antichrist will sit on the Ark of the Covenant declaring himself God.
News Radio 92.3 changes are coming to visitor hotspots in Washington, D.C. President Trump is targeting changes at the National Zoo and Smithsonian Museums in an executive order. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Americans have witnessed a concerted and widespread effort to rewrite the nation's history, President Trump says, in an executive order directing Vice President J.D. Vance and the Interior Department to remove improper ideology from materials and exhibits displayed in the Smithsonian Museums and the National Zoo. The order prohibits spending on programs the president says degrade shared American values or divide Americans based on race. The president criticized exhibits in the National Museum of African American History and Culture, the American Art Museum, and the Women's History Museum. A Smithsonian Institution spokesperson did not comment on the order. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Chris, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
It is basically peach.
All right. Well, then you're probably not going to like this. A new breast milk flavored ice cream is due in 9 months.
I'm ready.
Frida is celebrating its new 2-in-1 manual breast pump with the sweet treat. The ice cream does not contain real breast milk, but the flavor is supposed to bring out the taste of it. It's also fortified with the same nutrients found in breast milk, like omega-3 fats and vitamins like iron, calcium, zinc, and vitamins B and D.
Okay, it's kind of like when I say peach, these are snowball flavors I like. But peach and you have the blueberry.
Right.
I love those two flavors.
I like the coffee ice cream.
Yeah, just
regular. I'm normal like that.
Okay, coming up in 7 minutes, we'll talk UFL football tonight. Of course, a lot of sports, and it's all coming up in just about 7 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Stocks end the week with another big sell-off on Wall Street. Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis says two factors were at play.
Automakers under pressure here due to Trump's auto tariffs announced this week. Core PCE inflation, that's the Fed's chosen inflation gauge, up 2.8% annually in February. That was higher than expected.
The Dow dropped 715 points. The Nasdaq lost 41. As a 25% tariff on auto imports is set to go into effect on April 2nd, President Trump is pushing for a tax deduction for Americans who take out a car loan for a vehicle made in the U.S.
If you borrow money, you have interest payments, we're going to let you deduct the interest payment for income tax reasons. And I think that's going to more than pay for itself.
Foreign leaders have criticized the tariffs. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney calls them a direct attack on his country. America's listening to Fox News.
Robinson with your money now. The University of Michigan's final read on consumer sentiment for March came in at 57, and that was under the Dow Jones target of 57.9. Analysts with the university are saying long-run inflation expectations surged from 3.5% in February to 4.1% in March. President Donald Trump pardoning Nikola founder Trevor Milton for his October 2022 conviction of federal crimes related to defrauding investors over the success of the electric and hydrogen-powered truck maker. The pardon comes just 2 weeks after federal prosecutors urged the judge to order Milton to pay restitution of nearly $700 million. Shares of Amazon.com and Nike took down the Dow during the final trading session of the week. Stocks were significantly lower, with the Dow dropping 1.6% and the Nasdaq losing more than 2.7%. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. John Calipari getting Arkansas to the Sweet 16 in his first season on the job is very impressive. But how his season ended last night leaves a terrible taste in your mouth. He saw a 16-point second-half lead fade away, didn't foul up three in the final seconds of regulation, and then down two didn't call a timeout in overtime to set up a final play. Arkansas should be playing in the Elite Eight on Saturday, but they're not. And they'll be thinking about this one for a while. Now it's up to Coach Cal to redeem himself in the future. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's Pensacola Beach favorite Christy D and Bad Juju. So grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, just to get you another traffic update here, brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. We do have some issues still on Avalon Boulevard traveling eastbound towards Highway 90. There was a cement truck that was tipped over in that area, causing backups. Had some texters letting us know about that. Also have issues on 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also got some backups developing on Nine Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 74 degrees. Going to be a low of 66 tonight. Temperatures are going to be the same on Saturday and Sunday for the most part, but expect some rainfall to come in. Just some pop-up showers, as Chris would say.
All righty. It's 437 News Radio 92.3, talking about some sports here. Tonight, football. By golly, UFL in season and taking on, St. Louis will take on Houston. And I mentioned to Austin, St. Louis of my team, pick team for the past couple of years watching those guys.
Right.
Good football team, good crowd. St. Louis got railroaded in the fact when the Rams left the city, because St. Louis is an amazing football town.
Yeah.
And their fans show up for the UFL games. Again, St. Louis, the Battlehawks taking on the Houston Roughnecks. Kickoff 7 o'clock tonight on Fox.
All righty. And, you know, speaking of football, Deion Sanders becoming one of the highest-paid coaches in college football. The University of Colorado says Sanders signed a 5-year, $54 million contract extension. The new deal increases his base salary to $10 million starting this year. The university credited the former NFL great for turning the Big 12 program around from a one-win season in 2022 to a bowl berth last year.
438 News Radio 92.3. Here is the latest Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
Tyler O'Neill sure does love opening day.
Fly ball to right field. It is hit well, and it is gone.
three-run home run, Tyler O'Neill. Homers on opening day again.
The call on Sportsnet is the Orioles outfielder extending his major league record by homering for a sixth straight opening day. The Orioles would go on to hit a franchise record six opening day home runs, a 12-2 rout against the Toronto Blue Jays. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, Shohei Ohtani is picking up right where he left off last season.
Here's the 3-2.
Well, the game on ESPN, the defending World Series champions have started the year 3-0 after their win over Detroit. Heading to the NBA, the Bulls would shock the Lakers with a 119-117 win thanks to a half-court key by Josh Giddey.
Bulls are out of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Giddey for the win! Go!
Oh, my God! I cannot believe this! Elizabeth, I'm coming, baby!
Reference to Sanford and some of the old TV show there. The call on Chicago Sports Network, Giddey, delivering his fifth triple-double with 25 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. The only Bulls player with more in a season, Michael Jordan with 15 in the 1988 season. In college basketball, half of the Elite Eight is set. For the first time in this year's NCAA tournament, the game went to overtime. Third seed Texas Tech erasing a 16-point second-half deficit, stunning the 10-seed Arkansas 85-83 in a thriller. Red Raiders advance to face the 1-seed Florida on Saturday after the Gators secure business against the 4-seed Maryland. Other winners last night, Alabama and Duke. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And since we were hearing a little bit about March Madness there, did want to let you know that Westwood One Sports coverage of the NCAA Men's Tournament is on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season.
Yeah, and C2A live and well on ESPN Pensacola. While we get ready for racing this weekend, the next time we'll see the cars on the track at Five Flags will be April the 11th. It's the Blizzard Series race number 2, Southern Super Series, the Sportsman, the Pure Stock, the Crown Stock. Big action Friday, April the 11th, out on Pine Forest Road. And let me kind of shift gears here, no pun intended, but one NASCAR Cup Series driver had a near-perfect weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway and will look to continue his momentum heading into Martinsville, which is a very tough short track here. Joe Morgan has more in Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
Kyle Larson had himself a weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. Larson won two of the three National Series races, including taking home his 30th career NASCAR Cup Series victory in the Straight Talk Wireless 400.
Coming around turn four for his 30th career win, Kyle Larson for Hendrick Motorsports and Chevrolet wins in Homestead.
That was courtesy of FS1. Larson won Friday's Craftsman Truck Series race before nearly taking home Saturday's Xfinity Series race, missing out on becoming just the second driver to win all three National Series races on the same weekend. With the victory, Larson moved into second place in the NASCAR Cup Series Championship standings. Alex Bowman, Bubba Wallace, Chase Briscoe, and Denny Hamlin rounded out the top five. The Cup Series now heads to Virginia for the Cookout 400 at Martinsville Speedway. William Byron won at the track last season, and race time is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right, and the Tampa Bay Rays beginning their season today. The Rays opening up with the Colorado Rockies for a three-game series that began earlier this afternoon at Steinbrenner Field. And just to give you a score update on that, we are in the middle of the seventh, so heading into the bottom. Tampa Bay down 2-0 to Colorado at this moment.
Okay, getting ready for the Bulls this weekend. Tonight, tomorrow night, it is where it's going to be over at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. Big event, the Pensacola Bull Bash. I'll be there tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. I'm ready to check out the greatest show on dirt, as they said. All right, 443, News Radio 92.3. Listen, these astronauts on board the ISS must be scratching their head going, is this place falling apart or what?
Right.
Well, those astronauts may have to stretch some of their supplies. Here's your details from Jill Nato.
The seasons are changing every day. While yesterday marked league-wide opening day for the boys of summer and the 2025 Major League Baseball season, tonight we say hello to spring football, The second season of the United Football League kicks off on Fox TV, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Fox Corporation is a 50% shareholder in the league and will regularly feature UFL games Friday nights. The UFL came to be as a merger last year between the latest reincarnations of the USFL and the XFL, four teams from each league, eight in all in the United Football League, who play 10 regular season games. The defending champions are the Birmingham Stallions, who also won the USFL title in 2022 and 23. Tonight on Fox, it's the St. Louis Battlehawks versus the Houston Roughnecks. Jared Max, Fox News.
NASA and Northrop Grumman have hit a snag for an upcoming cargo resupply mission to the ISS. The automated cargo spacecraft Cygnus, designed for resupply missions, has been damaged during delivery to the Space Coast in Florida. It was supposed to launch in June, but now it's not expected to take off until sometime in the fall. But SpaceX has a cargo flight scheduled for next month, and officials say they'll be able to load that up to carry extra food and consumables to make sure those on board the station don't run out. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, still got some problems on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and have some developing on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Most of the congestion we had on Avalon Boulevard traveling eastbound towards Highway 90 has cleared out. We were dealing with an accident there, but we still have some problems on Highway 90 westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Saturday and Sunday are going to be similar temperature-wise, but we are going to see some rainfall chances coming in.
And I will tell you this, so the Bayou Hills run tomorrow morning, do it. Weather's going to be fine for that race. Really, the weather's not going to, if any, pop-up showers later in the afternoon on Saturday. So big race coming up over at Bayview Park. And speaking of local weather, you gave a nice shot in what was going on to that front. But let's take another snapshot and look at the big picture, the national picture. Limited rain taking to the south. I put limited in there because it could be misleading for somebody seeing the forecast. Say, oh, it's a wash this weekend. It's not going to be a wash.
Right.
You'll have a good weekend here. Cold conditions still expected up north. And senior meteorologist Janice Dean has Fox Weather.
Heavy rain with the potential of flash flooding continues today for Texas and Louisiana in advance of our next big storm system, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, hail, and tornadoes over the weekend and into next week as the cold front associated with this system moves east. Further north, wintry weather will be the story with several rounds of snow, sleet, and ice, especially for the northern plains, upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and interior northeast. Please pay close attention to your local weather forecasts and Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Alrighty, the FCC says it will investigate the Walt Disney Company and ABC's DEI efforts. The agency wrote in a letter earlier today that it wants to ensure the media giant hasn't been violating FCC regulations, which classify DEI efforts as discrimination. It previously kicked off a similar investigation into Comcast and NBC Universal back in February.
Okay, here's your chance to kind of dig into the brain of Elon Musk. He is sitting down for an exclusive interview with Fox News. Howie Kurtz has this in a Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Fox's Brett Baer interviewed Elon Musk yesterday, the budget cutter-in-chief, who says he's going to cut a $2 trillion federal deficit to $1 trillion. That may well be unrealistic, but he is trying to apply Silicon Valley techniques to all of this government spending and claims that this will help people get benefits as opposed to many of them losing their job. But here's what was really smart about it from Musk's point of view. People think of the Doge team as these sort of nameless, faceless musketeers who are possibly ruining their Social Security, making mistakes. And by the way, Musk admitted mistakes. But they seem like smart engineers, and it puts a face to what had been a bureaucratic effort. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And keeping with the theme of Elon Musk, over 200 Tesla protests set to take place at dealerships around the world on Saturday comes after months of vandalism and violent attacks since the company CEO Elon joined the Trump administration. Organizers are calling it a global day of action as part of a campaign dubbed Tesla Takedown. Those behind it are aiming to damage Musk's standing in the political world by impacting sales and the stock price of EV makers.
And loss of employees, loss of mechanics, loss of revenue. What are they thinking in doing something like this? This affects so many people on so many different levels. How about sending that lunch money with the kids, and you don't have a job to do it now because they're trying to take these companies down?
Very true.
Another thing to think about. Okay, some rental car companies say they will be benefiting from President Trump's tariffs on foreign countries. This is interesting, different twist. Madison Allworth explains from New York City.
It's for two reasons. One, you might see some drivers opt to go the rental car route rather than buying a new expensive vehicle. The other reason, which is very compelling, is that companies like Hertz and Avis, once they're done using their cars as rental cars, they then sell them on the used car market. And those vehicles, because they already exist, all avoid the existing tariffs that we've just had announced. So they're more valuable today than they were before this tariff announcement. Shares of Hertz and Avis Budget Group each surged more than 20% on Thursday in the aftermath of President Trump's announcement to slap a 25% tariff on imported vehicles.
And we were talking about inflation surging earlier. Well, consumer sentiment fell sharply in March as a result of it. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month plunged 12% from February as consumers continue to worry about the economy. Survey officials say inflation fears drove much of the downturn, which stretched across all age and income groups. It's the third straight decline, and it came the same day the Commerce Department reported that the core inflation rate increased to 2.8% in February.
Okay, Social Security, big business, the Department of Government Efficiency is cracking down on alleged SSA fraud. Grady Trimble has more from Capitol Hill.
Elon Musk and the Doge team, they have only been on the job for a couple of months, but they say they have already found widespread Social Security fraud. Here's one example Musk gave.
They call in, they say they claim to be a retiree, then they convince the Social Security person on the phone to change where the money's flowing. It actually goes to some fraudster.
In response to Democrats who claim Doge is looking to make cuts to the program, Musk says that is simply not true. He says that the result of rooting out fraud will be that legitimate Social Security recipients will receive more money, not less money.
4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we may have some time for some pop culture notes. We'll see. Also, just some more stuff going on around your country today. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes here.
The Bayou Hills Run, the official 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships, is back on March 29th at beautiful Bayview Park. It's called the Bayou Hills Run for a reason. These hills are no joke, but push through and you'll be rewarded with an epic post-race party the whole family will love. Sign up now at BayouHillsRun.org. The course takes you along scenic Bayou Tahar, winding through East Hill's stunning tree-lined streets before finishing back at the park. Every finisher in the 5K, 10K, and kids run gets a medal. And once you cross that finish line, celebrate with great food, drinks, music, and plenty of fun for the whole family, including a playground for the kids. Race day is March 29th, so don't wait. Register now at BayouHillsRun.org and bring the whole crew. The Bayou Hills Run, the official City of Pensacola Championship, a Pensacola sports event.
Get your tickets to Pass a Good Time, New Orleans style, at the Sasebon WSRE Wine and Food Classic on Saturday, March 29th. This year's event will let the good times roll with celebrity chef John Besh and the big easy sounds of Corey LaDay Zydeco on the WSRE Amos Studio stage. Enjoy Creole-inspired cuisine at the Walkabout Tasting and cast a vote for your favorite local chef. Go to WSRE.org/events for tickets and event details.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Tuesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions. Tuesday at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some developing on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, the main spot's going to be 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, 74 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 66 tonight. This weekend has temperature around the same, but Saturday and Sunday we're going to be dealing with rain chances. Nothing too severe, but most likely just some pop-up showers.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, it was a little doggy that made this a good story. A dog was key in helping reunite another canine with his family. Fox's Janice Dean is putting the hero dog on the Dean's list.
The Sex Pistols are heading to North America this fall. This is the legendary punk band's first tour since 2003. Steve Jones, Paul Cook, Glenn Matlock, and new frontman Frank Carter kick it off September 16th in Dallas at the Longhorn Ballroom, where cowboys once pelted them with bottles and pig hooves back in 1978. God save the queen! The band will play their soul album, Nevermind the Bollocks and More. Here come the Sex Pistols, hitting cities like Washington, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, New York, wrapping October 16th at the Hollywood Palladium. Tickets drop April 4th in a TV series titled Pistol. Additional tour stops will be announced at a later date. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Did you notice that they said Sid Vicious is going to be in that show?
Mm-hmm.
For the Sex Pistols? Is he with headlining that? Do you know?
I am not sure.
All right, let's talk about the dog now. I know we re-racked it here, but there's the dog story that got a lot of attention.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A hiker's dog that found a missing golden retriever in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, makes today's Dean's List. It had been a week since Freddie had gone missing, and his family was starting to believe they might never see him again, until Colin Leiby was hiking through the mountains with his dog Bass, and Bass was starting to move off the trail. That's when Colin saw movement near a deep coal pit. Colin then moved a little closer and found that a six-month-old retriever had fallen 10 feet into the pit and had grown too tired to climb out. Colin says he immediately got choked up and started to call out to the dog to see if he would get the energy to crawl back up. And that's what happened. Once the dog was finally back up, Freddie jumped onto Colin and was grateful someone was there to help. Freddie's humans had been searching for weeks with flyers, information online, and finally they received that call that Freddie had been rescued. He's back home and receiving lots of tender, loving care. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And the prosecutor who locked up Selena's killer says he's glad that bond has been denied for Yolanda Saldivar. Former county DA Carlos Valdez says he hopes Saldivar stays locked up forever. The Texas Board of Pardons and Parole said this week that the decision to deny bond was based on a mountain of evidence, including confidential interviews, and Saldivar murdered Selena back in 1995. She was the president of her fan club and was accused of stealing from her businesses.
458 News Radio 92.3. One of the things in terms of facial hair, I could never really grow very well. Sideburns.
Really?
I just couldn't do it.
You couldn't get those mutton chops going?
Could not get those darn things going. Here's Fox Matt Murphy explaining the history of a popular facial hairstyle in Fox Facts.
Fox Facts.
From Alexander the Great to Charles Darwin, sideburns have been seen on many famous faces throughout the years. The word for the facial hair originated during the U.S. Civil War with an unimpressive Union general named Ambrose Burnside. His poor leadership at the Battle of Antietam turned a potential Union victory into a draw, and at Fredericksburg, his repeated failed assaults led to disaster. But while Burnside's military career faltered, his facial hair thrived. His distinctive style, featuring bushy side whiskers connected to a mustache with a bare chin, became a trend. Admirers began copying the look, calling it Burnside's. But over time, the name flipped to Sideburns, reflecting how the hair was left alone on the sides of the face. Though Burnside's reputation as a general faded, his legacy lives on for a facial fashion statement that still basically bears his name today. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, a legal collision over the funding for that Chappie James Jr. Monument could be in jeopardy. The agreement to build the project expires in 3 months. Tourist Development Council objects to the project, saying the expenditure doesn't meet the legal requirements of tourism tax. TDC is bound by a law to file an official complaint to the Florida Department of Revenue if the county moves forward with the funding. All right. Got a lot of great stories coming up next hour. News, local, it's all coming up on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.